Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. That make me
crazy. It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess you're crazy. You can call us with your confession, 404-741-0985. We'll get to Alyssa, whose roommate has no idea what she's been sneaking into her room to feed this little obsession in a second. But first, let's start with Carrie in Loganville. What's your confession?
So when I was 15, I tried to pierce my tongue with my mom's diamond earring. I don't know what I was thinking, but I accidentally swallowed it. And I mean, this was years ago, and she still brings it up at holidays. She just talks about how she lost that diamond earring, and you know, she still hopes it's going to turn up. And every single time, all I can do is just not make eye contact with her.
Appreciate it. Another way to get in touch with us with a confession, anonymously if you want, is through the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page.
Yes, this person wanted to stay anonymous. He says his boss absolutely loves his Rolex watch and asked for his expert advice to go off and buy his very first one.
Uh-huh.
So the boss ended up paying $12,000 for his, but he actually got his in Mexico for $100, and the boss has no idea.
Genius. Don't these people know that you have phones in your pocket? You don't need fancy watches. Nobody cares. I've never looked at somebody's wrist. Have you ever looked at anyone?
No, I don't wear a watch.
Never know, but for men usually, this is just like so important.
It's a status thing.
Status to who? You're the only one that knows you got it. Nobody else is looking. Listen, Vinings, let's hear this story now.
I have been wearing my roommate's clothes when she doesn't know, which, okay. I mean, that's not weird. I think that's probably pretty normal.
Like, right.
She's got a lot of cute clothes. She makes more money than I do, so she's got cute clothes. But recently, I was like all out of laundry, and I had a date, and I was desperate. And so I borrowed some of her underwear.
No!
It was like this really cute, blue, racy underwear. That was like 6 months ago, and now I borrow her underwear all the time.
Okay. At some point, when you find yourself obsessed with your roommate's underwear, it wouldn't hurt. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but just maybe talk to somebody about it and work things out.
Or just see what brand it is and go buy your own.
Yeah, go to Vicky's Secret. Have a time. So where'd your kid run off to? This is something you're going to have to worry about. As soon as you have your baby in September, Kara, the gray hairs are going to start popping out of the hair.
I'm sure.
You can't stop it. And it's because you're worried about things like that. And especially having a boy. Oh.
I know. Trouble.
With a girl, people tell me that girls, you know, they have a lot of emotional stuff, but they're pretty much contained. Boys, you just have to keep alive because they're constantly trying to kill themselves. So what happened? This is like every parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah, recently a little boy was supposed to be at his daycare center in Stockbridge and was actually found a quarter of a mile away just wandering around. Apparently, he may have scaled the fence in the playground and just disappeared.
Scaled the fence.
Yep.
Like he was escaping from jail. And how old?
At three. Three years old.
Busy road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a road. It's a three-year-old. It doesn't matter.
It could be a dead-end street.
Absolutely.
It's a busy road. It's a road. 404-741-0985. Where did your kid wander off to? Autumn, it sounds like a rough girls' weekend.
Yeah, so fun. Girls' beach trip, four of us, go down to Gulf Shores. My youngest is two. He's digging this trench. Every so often, we see this like white wand hair pop up, and we know he's still digging in the hole.
Right.
Great. Anyways, a few minutes goes by, and we don't see him pop up, and I think, oh, no. So we run up to the hole, and he's not there. So we're, like, looking frantically in the ocean, not there, looking left, looking right, And, of course, me, like, not the smart one, I just, like, take off and pick a direction and start running like a crazy person. But my smartest friend of all, the one that knows always what to do, decides to go to the lifeguard stand, tell the lifeguards, and the lifeguards each radio each other. And she's the one who ended up found my son. So thank God for that.
Let me ask you, exactly on this girls' weekend where you brought your kids, how many White Claws were involved? You're laughing too hard.
That was a six-pack laugh, Tad.
Yeah. Yeah.
404-741-0985. Where did your kid just run off to? Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about this three-year-old that wandered away from daycare, scaled a fence, and was found like, what, a half an hour later. Have you ever gone missing? Had a kid gone missing on you, Kara?
I haven't, but my husband, when he was about 3 years old, his mom was at work and he was supposed to be at home with dad. Dad laid down to take a nap, and Ryan was caught in the neighborhood just wandering around naked. They called his mom at work and she totally freaked out.
I bet. How many times has that happened since then with Ryan, like as an adult? How many times has he been spotted?
Wandering around naked or just wandering around?
You don't have to answer the question. Okay. It's rhetorical. To the phones. Angie and Sandy Springs, your daughter took off?
Yes. Checking out online, had all my groceries up on, you know, the belt. And my little one took off while I was checking out at the grocery store.
Oh, my.
And I sent my other daughter to go find her, and she was just, she was gone.
So what do you do?
I had them close down the store, and needless to say, she got her little butt whooped in the store.
Oh, my gosh. Where was she?
She climbed on a shelf with the dog food and and hid in the back. It couldn't have been more than maybe a minute or two, but it felt like a year.
Yeah.
And I was in tears after, and then after I found her and I smashed her on her butt, I started crying because I was so happy to see her. Then I was mad that I gave her a spanking for running.
Listen, you can't be blamed. You can't. I mean, something like that is terrifying.
You got to get all those emotions out as a parent.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, the courts will let you off.
Right.
Going to talk to Barry coming up in Noonan. He went to the Braves parade back in the 90s as a kid and woke up at a police station.
No.
Get his story next. Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about kids just wandering off. It happened to me when I was a kid. And I didn't know how to swim, and we were walking along this path. There was water on both sides of us, and I just decided I was going to go for a swim. So I jumped in some very deep water, and every time I was struggling, obviously, because I was drowning.
Right.
And I would come up, and I saw this woman get out of her chair, and she ran over and dove. She saw me do it. No, none of my family, whether it was planned or not, saw, but she saved my life. So
thank goodness.
That's why I'm so grateful that my son is finally swimming and able to hold his own in the water, because it was like my number one. No, that was my number two. Number one, don't choke. Number two, right. Don't drown. It's very simple. That's my work here as a father is done.
Number three, don't wander off.
Right. Jennifer and Griffin, your kid wandered off.
Hi.
Turns out that the most magical place on earth was not so magical for you.
It was terrifying. When my daughter was about five, both my parents and I took both my children to Disney World. And there's a section where you can visit the homes of Mickey and Minnie and Donald and all of those. Well, the boys decided to go ride a ride because they didn't want to do the girl stuff. Mm-hmm. And we stopped to take a brief break. And my daughter was in her stroller, and we were getting snacks out. We turned around to hand her her juice cup, and she was gone. Park security were on the radios. They were great.
No.
We were panicking. It turns out she was right around the corner in Minnie's house baking a cake. The longest 10 minutes of my life. literally probably 30 seconds after we found her, I put one of those child leash things on her.
You know, we asked this question on our Facebook page, and it's like thousands of people saying, my kid ran off. Next thing you know, I got them a harness and a leash, and I don't care what people have to say about that.
Yeah.
You know, people ridicule you when you harness up your kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an invention. It's like it's kind of like a shock collar, but a low-intensity shock collar that you would sort of put on their body so that, and then you'd set the perimeter 5 feet. Maybe they get a little jolt of electricity.
Like an invisible fence for a dog.
Right, but instead it's for your child. They'll never leave your side. Even when they're in adults, empty nest problems, forget it. You've got the electric fence. Perry and Noonan.
I was actually the kid that was lost back in 1991.
Oh, no.
Anybody who's from Atlanta and a big sports fan, back in 91, the Braves had went to the World Series, you know, for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And just like they did this year, they had a big parade downtown for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So me and the family, it was five of us. My brother, sister, mom, and dad, of course, went downtown. And being 9 years old, you know, a little short, can't see over the crowd of people lying in the street. So I decided to wander about 30 or 40 yards down the sidewalk to try and get a better view. And by the time I got back, family was nowhere to be found.
Ooh. Barry, in your heart of hearts, do you think they were trying to lose you?
Now, I wouldn't doubt it, actually, now looking back at it.
How long, because there must have been a million people down there. How long were you gone for?
A couple hours. In the moment, I was able to actually find an Atlanta police officer. He put me in the back of his cruiser and took me down to the East Precinct. And basically, I ended up taking a nap up there on their little sofa. And about 2 or 3 hours later is when my parents, of course, came and found me.
Oh, my gosh.
So you just took a nap at you were basically in jail and you take a nap. You weren't worried about getting shanked?
Not back then. You know, streets were a little bit safer back then.
And he was nine.
And here we are 30 years later. Of course, they still won't let it down. They texted me the day of the parade this year and said, hey, you want to go to the parade and go get lost again?
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
728, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds rain today with a high of 86. Braves beat the Mets 4-1. They play the last game of that series today at 12:20. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what giant music legend is going to be coming to Atlanta in just a minute. But first, I don't know if you've heard this story yet, but a Stockbridge mom is wanting some answers after her 3-year-old son was discovered wandering in a parking lot earlier this week. Ania Campos' son, Marlon, was supposed to be at the ABC Early Learning Academy a quarter of a mile away from where he was found by a Stockbridge police officer. Now, they believe that he may have scaled a fence in the back playground and didn't actually realize that he was missing until they did a head count. But neither Ms. Campos nor the police were notified of his great escape until, I guess, a frantic teacher started running around looking everywhere and saw the police officer, and the police officer just so happened to have little Marlon with him. Can you imagine?
Every parent's worst nightmare.
And why the parents weren't notified immediately and police weren't notified immediately is still, I mean, they haven't really been talking about it
quite yet.
You can
now refer to them as the former daycare.
Yeah, right? No kidding. Now, on a much happier note, today is National French Fry Day.
Yeah.
There will be all kinds of ways to get some freebies. You can get yourself a free large fry from McDonald's in their app. No purchase necessary. You can go to Wendy's. They're going to be hooking you up all week when you order through their app. Checkers, which, in my opinion, has the best fast food fries, are going to be doing a little special for you, too. But when it comes to the French fry, who's got your favorite?
Chick-fil-A has the best chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Fries could use a little more salt.
I agree.
So in a perfect world, I would go to Chick-fil-A for the chicken sandwich and eat that on the way to McDonald's to pick up their French fries.
For me, it's Five Guys. Those Cajun fries are the best.
Can I change my answer? Is it too late?
Now, I know this is what everybody's been waiting for. The Boss Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are hitting the road. Their long-awaited tour is set to kick off February 1st, with Atlanta being the second date. They're going to be at State Farm Arena on February 3rd. Now, tickets are set to go on sale on July 27th, and they're going to go fast. So you may want to register for Ticketmaster's Verified Fan Program if you haven't already. Now through July 17th, it will give you a special access code for the Verified Fan online sale from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that day, July 27th.
When I was a kid, Gary Koop hired me to mow his lawn, but the only requirement was I had to listen to Bruce Springsteen bootlegs. He brought me to a Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes concert, and I've never seen the man, the boss, the myth, the legend. So
we got to get you into State Farm Arena.
Get me verified, baby, or get me a bot. I don't care.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hannah in Atlanta.
Good morning.
Morning. Today is French fry day. What's your favorite French fry? Who's got them?
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I feel like they invented the French fry. They are perfect. Could you do us a favor and kick Kara out of the studio?
Hey, Kara, can you please leave the studio?
I'm gone, Hannah. Good luck.
Good luck.
Kara is going to step out. I'll ask you these five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100. You ready?
Ready.
Question one. Bruce Springsteen announced a tour that's going to bring him to Atlanta. What's his nickname?
I don't know.
Question number two. Emmy nominations were announced yesterday. The Oscars are to movies what the Grammys are to music, what the Emmys are to
TV.
Question number three. Anna Wintour introduced Bradley Cooper to his new girlfriend. Anna is the editor of what magazine?
Cosmo.
Question number four. Amber Heard's insurance company say they will not pay the over $10 million she owes to whom?
Johnny Depp.
And question number five. Martin Lawrence says he thinks there will be at least one more Bad Boys movie, even though his co-star assaulted someone. Who's that?
Will Smith.
All right, going to bring Kara back in. You did well on the more difficult questions as we moved along here.
And you had some really tough ones today.
Kara, you ready for the same questions?
I think so.
Number one, Bruce Springsteen announced he's coming to Atlanta as part of his tour. What's his nickname?
The Boss.
The Boss is the nickname. Does that ring a bell with you, Hannah?
Yes.
Yeah. Kara, you're up 1-2-0. Number two, Emmy nominations were announced yesterday. The Oscars are to movies, what the Grammys are to music, what the Emmys are to
television.
It is 2-1, because Hannah got that right. Question three, Anna Wintour had introduced Bradley Cooper to his new girlfriend, who, by the way, used to be married to, remember, Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
So strange. Anna is the editor of what magazine?
Vogue.
Vogue. Hannah said Cosmo. It's 3-1. Question four, Amber Heard's insurance company says that they will not pay the over $10 million she owes to whom?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. It's 4-2. And number five, Martin Lawrence says he thinks there will be at least one more Bad Boys movie, even though his co-star assaulted someone. Who's that?
Will Smith.
Will Smith was the answer. Final score, Kara 5, Hannah in Atlanta 3. Are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
Kara, your new record, 1,318 wins and only 41 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Hannah.
Thanks, Kara.
Listen, you don't get the cash, but we're sending you to see Thomas Rhett at Lakewood Amphitheater July 22nd. They're on sale, livenation.com. That's what you came for, Hannah. You're like, let's just skip the game and get right to
just
the tickets.
Give me the tickets.
Thanks, guys, so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great time. Now, if you want to win Thomas Rhett tickets, you want to play all this week at 6:35. And if you want to win tickets to see Paula Cole, you want to play all this week at 7:35. Great consolation prizes, because nobody's smarter than Kara.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
A lot of people just getting back from their summer break, you know, 4th of July and all of that. And Gretchen, you did not have a good time. You had a terrible summer break?
I had an amazing time.
Oh.
But my best friend, Carla, and her husband were coming with us. So to make it easier, I offered to book the flight. The airline screwed everything up, and she didn't get to sit next to her husband.
That might be an advantage.
Yeah, but they will usually work with you, move you around. You know, you could work with the other people on the plane and stuff.
This was a full flight, so there really wasn't much they could do.
So, I mean, how long were they not together, these lovers? How long did they not get to sit together? Star-crossed lovers.
It was just a quick trip down to Orlando.
Oh.
Come on, guys. Let's just have fun. It's summer break. We're going to Disney. Okay,
right.
So who cares?
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes take off to touchdown.
That's
to
not
Orlando.
Bad at all.
Yeah.
Carla was so mad. She ghosted me.
Wait, was she on the return flight? Did she come back with you?
No. We boarded first, and I looked around for her. They never did get on the flight, and she hasn't been responding at all to my calls, my texts. Nothing.
Well, the good news is there's a flight from Orlando to Atlanta and back about every 12 minutes. So they got
right.
on somewhere. They got on some flight.
Maybe they were worried that you had screwed up their return flight and they decided to book their own.
I feel terrible that she and her husband had a lousy time.
Right. So here you have this friend of yours. You tried to do the right thing and tried to be a friend and try to help out by booking the flight. The seats weren't together for her and her husband. She was so offended by this that she booked another flight home and has not returned your phone calls or your text messages. We got all that right?
That's exactly how it went down.
I want to talk to this lady because I want to see what was so terrible about not sitting with your husband for 40 minutes.
My wife would like the silence.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Gretchen just told us that she felt terrible. She booked the summer vacation for her and her best friend and her best friend's husband, but her best friend and best friend's husband were in separate seats on the plane. But it was only to Orlando, but still they had a terrible time. And since this trip, her friend Carla has ghosted her, hasn't been returning phone calls, hasn't been returning text messages. Gretchen, sit tight. Let's get Carla on the phone and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carla?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't know. What?
we're calling about your trip to Orlando last week. How was that?
It was a total show, so.
Wow. We understand you didn't get to sit next to your husband?
No, my best friend was supposed to book the flight, and she booked me and coach to watch her kids so she could sit in first class with her husband.
What?
Hang on a second. Wait,
yeah.
You had to sit back in coach with her kids to watch her kids?
Spent the whole time trying to referee between five-year-old twins, two kids, and it was one iPad. So you imagine sitting in between that. Carla, why didn't you tell me? Because we could have switched. We could have figured something out.
All right, Carla, want to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Gretchen asked for our help getting your forgiveness. But Gretchen, I thought the problem was that Carla just didn't get to sit with her husband.
My husband and I are Diamond Elite members, and we got bumped up. Carla was our nanny for over 2 years. I mean, until
was
recently.
Was your nanny.
Was our nanny.
Was your nanny. Was your nanny. Not anymore.
Wait, how come you didn't, if you got bumped up, you couldn't just offer the seats to your friend and her husband?
Right.
Steve and I never get time alone. Never.
Where was your husband, Carla?
He was stuck way in the back holding a baby.
Holding a baby?
Gretchen has three kids, so he was in like the middle seat with Gretchen. Baby on his lap. It was a nightmare.
So hold on. So Carla, you're watching the twins. Your husband is in the back of the plane by the bathroom with a baby.
And not even his own baby.
That is 100% accurate.
Gretchen.
Carla, you're great with them. And you know how to control them. Like I can't when they get really rambunctious. And I just figured you wouldn't mind. You still do nanny-ish things with them when we hang out and they're with us when we go to lunch.
Is that why you ghosted them on the trip back, Carla?
Oh, no, I didn't ghost anyone. I don't know what that is about. I've been trying to reach you. I've been texting you. We just got back from Mexico last night, and I didn't have service down there, so.
Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Carly, mm-hmm. you guys Mexico. Went from Orlando to Mexico.
Rather than coming back to Atlanta?
You're like, we need a real vacation?
Yeah, so booked a few days in Cancun at Sandals because there was no chance of kids.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to beaches. There's kids there. You got to go to Sandals.
Next level.
That's good for you for doing that. Yeah. You squeeze out a vacation.
And I had the extra credit card, so I'm honestly, thank you, Gretchen.
You charged the trip to Gretchen?
Well, they have the money.
Yeah, I mean, Gretchen still thinks that Carla's her nanny, so you still have that credit card, the procurement card. So, well, I think that this is just a formality. This feature is called Forgive and Forget. Carla, do you forgive Gretchen for leaving on that plane, considering that apparently Gretchen, without her knowing, purchased you a trip to Cancun?
I have to say, I think we can call this even if I paid for 3 nights at a resort in Cancun.
Yeah, we are more than good.
This is diabolical from the beginning.
Is that
end.
All it takes to get a trip to Cancun? I will sit with your kids on a plane next time.
Next to the bathroom, Kara?
Whatever. Yeah. I'm taking a trip to Cancun.
My only question to Carla is, why did you stop at 3 days? That's all inclusive.
Well, we do have to go back to work, but I was tempted.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, coming up on tomorrow's Forgive and Forget, you got to feel bad for Brad. He needed a little liquid courage on a date because he wanted to ask this woman that he's been seeing a question and was quote-unquote overserved. Yeah, she wasn't too happy about that. We'll help him out on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.